Maranatha. This is Bob Griggs, and it's a joy to announce the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again. And very soon, I believe he's going to sound the trumpet. The trump of God will sound. He'll have the angel to blow the trumpet, and we will be caught up. We who know the Lord Jesus Christ will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Yes, I believe our word of greeting and departure should be Maranatha, for the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. And it's our privilege to present to you a few moments of Bible study, and I appreciate your joining us as we look into the Word of God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, have you tasted and seen that the Lord is good? Have you put your faith and trust in him and accepted him as your Savior? Oh, I hope you have, beloved. We've been discussing the subject of rejection and how much rejection there is in the world. We've been discussing where rejection first came from. And now we're talking about the second incident where rejection occurred. And we see here in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, that Cain rejected his brother by killing him. Cain rejected God. First of all, he rejected God's way of accepting him. And I want you to notice this again. First of all, I would remind you that Cain was the one that appears to have brought an offering to the Lord first, before Abel. Cain brought an offering to the Lord. He had good intentions, but notice he brought of that which was cursed, so that God could not accept it. And thus God could not accept that offering. He accepted Abel's offering because Abel brought of the firstlings of his flock. He brought a blood sacrifice and offered it to the Lord. Because the Bible tells us without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. There's no forgiveness of sin, we're told in the book of Hebrews. Also in the book of Hebrews, we're told that by faith Abel offered unto God a more acceptable sacrifice, because it came by faith, and it was a blood sacrifice. And thus we see God accepted Abel's sacrifice, but rejected Cain. And as a result, we read in verse 5, But unto Cain and his offering God had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. He was very angry. Rejection brings hostility and frustration. But God loves mankind, and God's willing to cleanse and forgive man of his sin and accept man if he will come God's way. And so we see that verse 6, The Lord said to Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Cain could have been accepted, had he been willing to come God's way. Had he been willing to do things God's way, he could have been accepted. But we see that Cain was not willing to come God's way. I wonder, beloved, have you ever come God's way? Or are you walking in your own way and setting up your own ideas about salvation, not willing to come the way of the Lord? 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 says, The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If Cain would repent, if Cain would only accept the offering that the Lord offered to him. He says, notice what God said to Cain here. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Now God said, you don't have to go that way. You can repent. You can turn from your sin. You can come my way. You can offer a blood sacrifice, and you will be accepted. You will be forgiven. Beloved, God's not willing that any should perish. He would have all men to be saved. Notice 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's God's will. God's will for you, my friend, is that if you've never accepted Jesus as Savior, you would put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You would accept Him as Savior and invite Christ into your life. Stop rejecting God's offer of salvation. Stop rejecting God's way of redemption. How many people accept the devil's way? How many people try to get to heaven by their own deeds, by their own good works, by thinking that they themselves are a little god, even as Satan told Eve that she would be as gods, knowing good and evil. And so Eve was deceived, and how many people there are today who have fallen into the snare of Satan's lie and are walking in rebellion and disobedience to God. Now we see that God is willing to accept Cain if he will come God's way. But notice verse 8, Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Now, what Cain said to Abel and what Abel said to Cain, I don't know. But these brethren talked together and had a disagreement, and so Cain killed his brother Abel. He said, I'm going to force God to accept my way. God will have to take my way. Now remember, beloved, there was a promise that God had made to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, that the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent, and the serpent would bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. How could this come about? It would come through, they thought, the firstborn, and they thought that it would come through Cain. But Cain will not accept God's way. Isaiah 53:6 tells us, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. As a boy, we had a riddle. There were 19 sheep in a pasture. One jumped the fence. How many were left? And the answer to the riddle was, none. Because sheep follow the leader. Adam sold the human race into sin, and all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to our own way. We reject God's way. We want to walk in our way. We want God to accept our way. And God is holy. God is righteous. God is just. And God cannot accept the ways of man that are contrary to God's way. Remember, beloved, what the Lord's Word tells us over in the book of Matthew. Do you remember when the Lord Jesus was preaching that Sermon on the Mount in the 6th and 7th chapter of Matthew? If you'll look with me there and notice what the Scripture tells us here in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, I believe it is. Matthew chapter 7, and notice verse 13, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Many reject God's way. Many say we're going to go our way. Many say God must accept our way, but beloved, He cannot. He cannot, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Why, beloved? the way is Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I remember a cousin, my wife's cousin, that was going to the University of Texas. And we were talking about going to a mission field. And he said, well, Bob, why are you going to a mission field? Said, don't those people have religion? And I said, oh, yes, they're very religious. As a matter of fact, many of them are more religious than many American Christians are. He said, well, if they're sincere, don't you think that's good enough? I told him, it doesn't matter what I think. My opinion's not going to affect anything. What matters is what God has said. And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he said, well, that's being awfully narrow-minded. I said, yes, it is. One way is about as narrow as you can get, isn't it? There was a man that couldn't sleep. He got up in the middle of the night. He went to the medicine cabinet. He didn't turn on the light because he thought he knew where the medicine was that he needed to help him sleep, the sleeping tablets. He took the medicine, and the next morning he was dead. He was sincere in what he did, but he was sincerely wrong. And, you know, I told my cousin, I said, you know, when you're flying in an airplane, does it matter to you where the airplane lands? Do you not care if the airplane lands in a field or if it lands on a freeway? You want it to land at the airport, don't you? You're kind of narrow-minded about that. You want the plane to land at the airport. Isn't that being narrow-minded? There's only one place you want that plane to land, and that's at the airport. You see, man's narrow-minded about a lot of things, but when it comes to the things of God, he wants to be broad-minded. He wants to say, oh, it doesn't matter. You go your way, we'll go our way. And we'll all reach the top together. We'll all reach heaven together. That's man's idea. But that's not true, beloved. That's a false deception that Satan has sown into the hearts and minds of so many people. And that's why many are on the broad road that leads to destruction. There's only one way that leads to life, and that one way is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is the way. He alone is the truth. He alone is life eternal. And only will one have eternal life by believing in Christ and accepting Him as Savior. Till next time, goodbye.